Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on October the 3rd, Wednesday, 2012. We're glad you're with us today. We're going to talk about a subject today that, as a kid, I was fascinated with, and that's robots and robotics. Let's start, first of all, with Bill Papps. Welcome to Radio Friends, Bill. And
glad
you
to
are
be
the
here.
State 4-H Specialist. What does that
yes.
mean?
Well, the 4-H program is a national program, and it's housed and based here at the University of Missouri, part of the Extension Division. Mm-hmm. And there are specialists around the state. Oh, I guess we've probably got about 40 of them around the state, and also other educational assistants doing 4-H programming all over the state. And,
yeah.
and I'm housed here at the university, and I work on statewide programs. Now, one of them, robotics.
Robotics. Now, there was something you wanted to mention about before we turn to our two mm-hmm. other guests, about a program people can...
Well, we are doing an educational robotics conference. Mm-hmm. We started doing robotics probably 4 or 5 years ago, probably about 5 years ago, and it's just grown in leaps and bounds. And we're to the point now where we're doing an educational robotics conference in Jefferson City on November 8, 9, and 10.
Okay. So next
month. Those dates, right? Yes. Well... In November.
Yeah, yeah.
So about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody's invited?
Well, the conference is specifically for adults and teenagers who are interested in leading robotics projects
okay.
in their community.
So if you're interested in leading robotic projects in the community, then you come to the conference.
That is correct.
Now, robotics are playing a bigger and bigger part in our lives as we go on each day. We have two people that I want to introduce you to, and they've got robots with us. First of all, Zach Allman, Cole County 4-H Robotics. Welcome,
Hello.
Zach,
sitting
right now. How old are you?
17.
17 years old. And Annette Albers, I won't ask you your age, Annette.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're the Cole County 4-H Robotics Volunteer.
Right.
Now, really, you're listening to us on the radio, but to get the most out of this segment, please go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and watch the video of this, because we have two robots here, mm-hmm. right? Let me start with Zach. What have you got in front of you?
Well, I've got a robot that we built out of Lego Mindstorms. That's a robotics kit Lego mm-hmm. puts out, and basically our team built this robot to basically be able to move by remote control.
Okay, it almost looks like the contraption that's on Mars. Running around taking pictures. Now, when you think about what is up on Mars, comparing it to what you built, pretty close, pretty similar.
Yeah, I think there's still quite a bit of a difference.
But doesn't it just kind of blow your mind to think about what they're doing with robotics mm-hmm. in outer space right now?
And it just is amazing that we can do that stuff with this kit and stuff similar to that.
So really with this little... What do you call this, anyway?
The kit is called Lego Mindstorms, and this is the main thing, the NXT, that really controls the robot. And the
right, but it's like a little vehicle.
Yeah.
And it runs around on its own,
mm-hmm.
and you can program it not to run into things and to turn, and is that difficult to do?
Well, depending on what we're trying to do, a lot of times it can get really hard and take months to actually finish a program.
How long did it take you to build this?
I don't know. How long?
That was a tricky program because we actually got some help when we went to the state fair from some people there who had done similar things, and so
okay.
they helped us refine it.
Now, you have another submersible robotic. What is the purpose of this thing that you've got sitting on? You've got some PCV pipes there, and you've got some propellers and little motors. What is it?
Mm-hmm. It's called the Sea Perch. It's an underwater robot that's meant to move around underwater. It looks like a hodgepodge of stuff, but each thing kind of serves its purpose like this.
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay. This is the weight right here that allows it to go under because...
And that looks like a bathtub drain.
It might very well be a bathtub grate.
Okay. So all of these things are made from what you can get at the hardware store, or you can pull out of the house somewhere, out of the plumbing in the house. Did you build this from a kit, or did you build it just with items that you went out and got?
Well, we built this from a kit. It comes with all this stuff right here, and we got
four of those or five from the Office of Naval Research.
So, where are you demonstrating it? Are you running it around in lakes, in the rivers, or in bathtubs?
Well, we've taken it to the state fair to show off there to kids and things, and kind of give them a taste of robotics and what you can do in it at 4-H. And so there we get a pool or something like that, like a small pool, fill it with water, maybe about a couple feet.
So what is the time frame that you have to build this underwater submarine or underwater craft that you really should look at online, okay? how long did it take you to build that?
Well, we were working on multiple at one time. I don't know, how long do you think? It felt like a long time.
Probably about 8 weeks.
Okay, 8 weeks to get it to work. And will it run on its own then?
This one isn't one that's autonomous. It uses this controller right here, this button.
Oh, it's like a little remote control. Okay, so when you look back at this, what are you getting out of this program, building robotics?
Well, it just gives me insight into so much that I would have never known about. Like, I see things and I just recognize, the sensors I use here, I see them in use in just regular life, and I think, oh, well, that's this type of sensor. That's how you would do that. And also just programming for, computer programming. Like, we start out with a basic programming language that's used for Lego Mindstorms, but then you can move up onto regular programming languages like C and C++. Like, right now, I can pretty well program in C++, and you can program these in Robot C, which is basically C++.
Do you realize you have left me in the dust here? you're using these terms, and I have no idea what you're talking about. And you're 17 years old. You're 17 years old. What have you got for the future?
I don't know. I just know that this certainly has opened up a lot of options. Just made me think about a lot more that I
do. Oh, that's fantastic. That's absolutely fantastic. And this is all possible because of the 4-H program in robotics.
Well, in this situation, and there are other wonderful programs also at the university here at the College of Engineering. There's a great program too.
What do you say to kids that are interested in this? How can they get involved?
Well, they can try joining a group near them, or they can just get a kit like we started out just with, because they released an older Lego Mindstorm set before this.
So you can just buy these. Buy these kits.
That's how we started. We just kind of bought them and we worked on our own.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
I'll be looking for your inventions in the future. 4-H, University of Missouri. Bill, thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, League of Women Voters and Central Missouri Scale Modelers are on. Go online and look at what this kid has built. It's fantastic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.